वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विजे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वान्ते प्रणमामि भक्त्या विहीनाय पराधलक्ष्मी क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणाय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्य द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिवा तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति प्रीत्या राधे तन्मय माम
सो आई टोल्ड दैट व्हाई शंकर इज ग्लोरिफाइड फाइन दैट प्रह्लाद इज सुपीरियर देन मी I told this. A bhakta he can be in this world. He may be in swarga. He may be in Vaikunth anywhere. He this body is not physical body. Like, his body is like transcendent. Why you both not here, come here? You, Govinda Bhakat and you. You should come here, here, there is so much places. I told every day. All will be here. Shankara is glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. That Prahlad is superior than me. Why he is telling? That he has taken darshan of Nrisimhadev. And when Nrisimhadev wanted to give him some benediction, he did not accept it. Any benediction you can take me. He told that I am not a business person. I am not worshipping you or chanting you, remembering that you should give me anything in return. I don't want anything in return. So please you should take any desire I have for worldly things, you should take up. Again he told that, yes, there is nothing in your heart to require anything of this world or beyond this. You should take anything from me. Again he told that my father should be forgiveness. He told that, oh, it has been done previously, everything. Don't worry. Then he told that I want to take all the miseries, all the difficulties, sorrows and suffering of whole being, everything. They should be happy and they should be liberated. and you should give them Krishna bhakti. And I will, instead of them, I will suffer for all. I will taste all the bad things. For them, for that, they will try to, they will, what? वे लोग भोगना चाहते जो भोग रहे थे अब मैं भोगूंगा इंस्टेड ऑफ देम आई विल टेस्ट ऑल दी थिंग बैड थिंग देन नृसिंह बिकम सो ग्लैड एंड टोल्ड दैट एनीवन रीडिंग दिस और हियरिंग दिस और रिमेंबरिंग दिस पास्ट टाइम दे विल बी लिबरेटेड एंड दे विल हैव कृष्ण भक्ति शो. So, for a devotee, it is needed that they should not have any worldly desire. They should give up all these things. If they want so high thing, that is why Prahlad has done it. Gopis had done anything like Prahlad Maharaj? They decorate themselves. They see mirrors. They are very expert in cooking, expert in all arts. Because they are so superior. Then Prahlad cannot imagine that thing. But we can think of Prahlad Maharaj. We should try to read again the pastimes of Nrisimhadeva and Prahlad Maharaj. This is like a platform of bhakti. If you are not like Prahlad Maharaj, how you can have so highest class of brain? So we should try to do like Prahlad Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur told that you should read, all devotees should read Prahlad Charitra. And he told that, I have read it 108 times. He has all the qualities written in Bhagavad, 26 qualities, everything. He has given classes to demon children. From boyhood, he also tried to chant. Because when you will be matured in your life, your mind cannot be bent towards Krishna. From boyhood you are not a devotee, always reminding for any girl boy or boyfriend, so much attached, observed in that, and you have matured in that, then it is very hard to give up all these things, practices. So if anyone is doing from childhood, then it will be very easy. Demons told, boys told that now you are so very, we cannot manage our life living. We should learn something and be expert in anything, any art that we can manage money, and after that we will marry and we'll support our children, and after that when we will be old and we retired from this world, then we will chant, remember everything good, because at that time we will be free. Prahlad Maharaj told, can you give guarantee that tomorrow you will be alive? You are not dead. Can you give guarantee that you will be old? Before that you will not die? So begin from here. Then how to maintain our life? Don't be worried for this. Why? Because we don't want suffering, sorrows. We don't want any dukkha, misery. But it not depending on our thought. They will come. They must come. And they will quickly come upon your head and you will have to taste all these things. Forcibly. We don't want to be old, but oldness will come if you are not dying in young age. It will come. Surely it will come. We don't want death, but it will come. Why they will come? Due to our past activities. They are bound to come. Our body has made for this. So they will come. You test it gladly or weeping, but you will have to test all these things. So why not chanting and remembering? You should do it. If there is something good that you have done in past life, it will come surely. Whether you want or not, it will come. And you will have to test it. If you have done anything that a very big money will come, wealth is coming, it will come. Whether you want or not. So, don't worry for your maintenance of life. It will come automatically. Like we are not doing anything for our maintenance. Nothing. No business, no cultivating, no job, nothing. Only chanting and remembering. Everything is come. In Western countries, oh, you are devotee. You are coming from ISKCON, devotee. Then they tell that, also tell, that devotees have no work, no job, anything. They are devotees. They have nothing to do. They don't work. It means devotee. They tell like this. But actually, pure devotee does lakhs and lakhs time more better than these common persons. But they don't know. So, anything good or bad, it will come surely. Krishna has arranged everything. So without fear, without anything, you should try to chant, remember, do all activity. Don't be worried for your maintenance. But you should do something which is helpful for your devotion in Krishna. You should do. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, if your age is of 100 years, 50 years will go in sleeping. Surely it will go in night, you will sleep. And if you are not Jitendriya, sense controller, if you are not, then you will drink and sleep more and waste your time more. But for any general person, 50 years go in sleeping. And again, 20 or 25 years they have taken only 20 years. To be expert in anything, that you can maintain your life. Reading, being expert in business, doctor, philosophers, like engineers, scientists, or anything. And 20 years from 80 to 100, you cannot do. You cannot straight your this, you cannot sit like this. Even you are not sitting like this, you cannot see. Very hard for you. You cannot sit more than 10 minutes. We can sit like this 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, chanting them, no sleep, nothing. It seems that you are all old, like sitting like this, sometimes like this. So, from 80 to 100, it will go uselessly. So this 20 and this 20, 40 and plus 50 in sleeping, 90 years went. Now 10 years. In 10 years, you will have to marry. Children will come. You will have to support. You have to do very hard. You will try to make very good car. And so much things make a very beautiful, all luxurious thing in your houses, TV and set and everything. And this will take also like 10 years. Then when you will do bhajan? So this is a report of 100 years. It will go easily. I know so many rich persons, they have never thought that what we are collecting from this world, what we are gathering to be happy, so much wealth, so much opulence, so much lands, everything. After that, what will become of that? So Prahlad Maharaj is telling them, advising that from beginning of your life, without any fear, without any doubt, you should remember, chant and do kirtan of Krishna. Very beginning. But the demon chanters are telling that how you knew and how you are established in this? How we can do? Then Prahlad Maharaj is telling that due to the mercy of Narada, I became like this. When I was in the womb of my mother for 60,000 years or more than that, daily Narada Goswami used to read Bhagavatam, Ved, Upanishad, and he taught me everything. Everything. Who managed? Krishna managed. So if you are praying in the lotus feet of Krishna, he is so merciful, causeless merciful. He will arrange everything. So he will arrange any good bona fide guru. And if you want money, praise and all worldly things, then he will manage a worldly, not qualified guru. And sincerely you have done anything for that, then Krishna will arrange a very qualified guru for you. Like Valmiki ji was like a robber and dacoit, but causeless mercy of Narada was there. He could not utter Ram Ram. Then his guru there told that you should utter only Mara Mara. We are doing Siddha, Properly. But nothing is coming. And he did
opposite,
and he realized Ram, and he had the mercy of Ram and everything. He wrote Ramayana before Ram. So if Guru is bona fide, devotees will be bona fide. But it is not guaranteed. If devotees from any chaste and qualified Vaishnava, Guru, is taking, but he is not following his Gurudev, then what will be to? What will be? Disciples will carry order and obey him and follow his character. Then mercy will come more. So he is telling that Guru Shushrusha, anyone should serve his Gurudev. And whatever you do, do for the pleasure of Krishna. You should not sleep for you. Someone are sleeping for their own. If you are sleeping, sleep for Krishna. That for tomorrow, I will be very bona fide servant of Krishna. Don't eat. Don't take anything. Eat. You should serve Mahaprasadam. Like this. So if you are following Prahlad Maharaj, very quickly you will promote into just Vaishnava, qualified Vaishnava. So we should try. But when Narad came, at once, he was going to Vaikuntha. But who told? That now Krishna in Dwarka, and also he is in Sutta. So you should not go there. You should go there to Prahlad Maharaj in Sutta Hills. And quickly he went there. When he went, Prahlad Maharaj, as usual, he went to do pranam, shastang pranam. But Narad Rishi took him his hand and began to glorify. Prahlad told that, O Gurudev, we have never done like this, but today you are doing all these things. Why? You have been changed. Then Narad told, now I am knowing your all glories. You are so dear and dear to Krishna. And he began to glorify. You know mukti, what is mukti? Mukti is essential for all, whether he is devotee or not. Agraha mukti, tabe sarva bandhanas, tabe se haite pare Sri Krishna Radas. If four persons are attacking me, and they have closed my nose, mouth. And if in a minute you are not breathing, then what it will be? You will die. You want mukti or not? That they should give up me. This is mukti. The attachment, worldly attachment are all dacoits. Anyone is not our enemy, but we are own our enemy. My mind is on me. Always attacking us. So if anyone becomes liberated from all these worldly attachments, then he is a liberated person. So we must be like this. So we cannot ignore. So, but Prahlad Maharaj never wanted this also. And he was always fearless. Hiranyakashipu did everything to kill him, but he was never any fear for this. So a devotee should be like this. Don't fear in your... Krishna is protector. He is Shiva. We should take shelter of Krishna. He has taken shelter. So a devotee should be like this. If whole world is against you, they cannot do anything. If Krishna is helpful, and if Krishna is opposite, then whole world cannot help you a little. Never. So a devotee should be like this. So we can see everything in this Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad, you are so fortunate. From boyhood, you have pure bhakti in the lotus feet of Krishna. Perhaps you do or you know or not, there was a Brahmin. He was quite young. And he was so beautiful. He was very learned in Ved, Upanishad and all things. But misfortunately, he was attached to any prostitute. He gave her all everything, his wife, children's wife, father, mother. And he used to go to that priest, prostitute, whose whole wealth he gave to her. But she was not satisfied. One day, he has nothing to give her. She rebuked him. When she rebuked, then he was feeling so much pain here. I have given my whole thing, my dharma, religious and everything. I have left my wife, so chaste and beautiful. I left my children. Everything I have lost for this. But now she is rebuking me and telling that go away from here. So he was so worried and left that place in mourning. He was weeping and he was trying to suicide. So he was going to a forest. When he went there, it was now dark, it was evening, night. Tigers and bears were roaring. And it was cold day, rain was coming. Anyhow, he took shelter in a broken temple. And whole night weeping, whole day nothing taking. In the night, also that the prostitute, also she was now very far, that Brahmin boy, and she followed, and she was also taking shelter there, but not knowing that my beloved is here. So she was in one corner, and he was in one corner. She was also weeping whole night. And they did not took anything, no water, no grain, no chapati, nothing. Luckily, that day was the day of Nrisimhadev. So, for Nrisimhadev, not for Nrisimhadev, but at that day, they were observing fasting and whole day night and day waking. Next day they met. and became happy. So this boy was Prahlad Maharaj became, and his wife became, that prostitute became his wife. So from beginning, they were devotees. And Narada Goswami met him. So from boyhood, he was like so. We can give up our these things, devotional life, if any circumstance will come, difficulty will come. But he never did like so. So we should try to follow him. He tells that Gurudev, I don't know why you have changed. I'm not a pure bhakta. Never. Nisringadev has not come to protect me, to save me. Why he has come? He has come to protect bhakti. If he is not saving bhakti from any difficulty, then anyone let do bhakti to Krishna. So you have Krishna. Nisringadev has only come to protect his bhakti. Secondly, he has not come for me, Nisringadev. For whom he has come? For Jaya and Vijaya. Because they are favorite to Nisringadev, to Narayan. Because they have done everything, they are parshad. Parshad means? Associates of Narayan always. Anyone cannot fall from Vaikuntha. But we see that Jaya and Vijaya have fallen down from Vaikuntha. Actually, they have not fallen. They have come here as a demon to please their Prabhu. Because Narayan wanted to taste Veer Rasa. Veer Rasa means? Heroism. And that is why Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan were called by Krishna Yogmaya. And they became angry. They never become angry in their whole life. So Yogmaya made them like this. That Narayan wishes will be fulfilled. So don't think that Jabija have fallen from Vaikuntha. They are always parikar of Narayan. So Narayan has come as a Nisringadev for their Jaya and Vijaya. Or Narayan has come to fulfill the wishes of Chatushan. How that they have given this curse to Jaya Vijaya to fulfill them. So he has not come for it. And Vamandev is always in Sutal. Why he is in Sutal? That Bali Maharaj. He should not mix with any demon. Otherwise, he will again conquer that Swarga. And he will take charge of Swarga. And he will drive out all the demigods from there. Once Ravan came there. And he was in the palace and Vamandev was on the gate. When Ravan came to fight with Bali Maharaj to conquer him, at once Vamandev knocked from his toe, and he fell down on the sea nearer to Lanka, 1,000 miles away from there. Why? Because if Ramana will come, then there will be two friends and they will again do so many harms. So, Bamandev is on the gate of Bali Maharaj only to give guard that he should not do wrong to demigods. Not for me that he is giving darshan to me always. Not this fact. There are so many reasons. So, if you want to see any near and dear to God, to Krishna, you can see Hanuman. I have not served Nrisimhadev. Sometimes I have seen him. Sometimes. One time I have seen on the shore of sea, ocean. I was praying and he gave a very little darshan. Very little. Perfectly he disappeared. I agree that I do a smart of Vishnu. Smart money? Meditation. But my meditation is always disturbed. Sometimes my mind goes that protecting my kingdom, looking after my kingdom. My family is there. Something is there. So my remembrance always with obstacles. But Hanuman always serving Ram. Without Ram's service, he cannot be. I have never served. I have not given a glass of water to my Nrisimhadev. I have not massaged the feet of Nrisimhadev. And in other hand, Hanuman, he is Naishthik Brahmachari. He was not married. Knowingly he had no marriage. Because my half of energy will go to my wife. So he never. And from boyhood he used to tell Ram, 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 Ram. He was so learned because he is himself Shankar. So much love. When he first met with Ram, he came in the shape of a Brahmin, very learned. And he was so sweet speaking, very intelligent. In some word he can express so many thoughts. If anyone can tell his all things, hers, in very simple and very little words, then he is expert. So, he was so expert, and he was expert in everything, and he was so powerful, that he quickly, in a moment, he crossed the sea, so length, only telling Ram, Ram, and he crossed. He is always engaged in the service of Ram. How? Once Bharat, Sita, Lakshman, and Shatrughna, they are worried that always Hanuman serves Ram, but we have no chance to serve Ram. We should make a clique that we should divide all the service of Ram and we will do four. Lakshman, Bharata, Shatrughna and Sita. And they divided all kinds of services of Ram. And they left no service for Hanuman. And doing whole day. He was seeing the occasion that I should go and serve. But before this, the four were ready to do. Always doing. He was so worried, Hanuman. He told that, I will die if I am not serving now. So give me something. That was, we have left no service. We have divided everything. We will do everything. You have done up till now so many services. Now you will serve. Then he told that, give me that. I should do like this. If any texts yawn, then India they do like this. Ram, 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 Ram. No? We should not take this. This is the Shiva, Shiva, Shiva. No? No. So he told that, please give me this service. When Ram will take high yawn, then I will do this. I say, you should do. And he sat on the door and he was doing always like this. And Ram was taking yawn always. Today anyone could not serve because Ram always doing this. He had no time to take prasadam, no time of sleepiness, no time of anything, no messaging, nothing, always doing. A new big problem came. Four are disturbed, Sita, and they have no time to serve because he was doing always. And they told that, why you are doing so? Because you have not given any service. I don't know when he will take yawn. So I am doing always this. And Ram was always doing this. Then they came to Hanuman and told that, excuse me, what you want, we will give service to you. And then they divided also to service. So Hanuman cannot be without. He is prime minister of Ram, he is helper of Ram, he is servant of Ram, he is chamar, paduka, fan, everything. His tail is like chamar. Sometimes making a fold from his. Once, when a battle was going between Ram and Raman, skillfully Raman called his son, that is Mahiraman. He used to live in England. And from here he called and he went there. Raman told that, my dear son, you should kill both Ram and Lakshman. Oh, I can do easily. And he took the shape of Vibhishan. And in the night he entered where Ram and Lakshman were sleeping. With cord, bait, he took both and entered in Patal Lok and came to this here. He has a Kali, Mahakali. And he was worshipper of Mahakali. He brought it, and in the night he was preparing to give sacrifice of Ram and Lakshman head to Devi. So many demons were there. And everything preparation was done. My Raman told that, what you want? You want to take anything? Any desire? Ram Lakshman told that, no desire. Then a very big fire was burning there. And they were ready to take the head of Ram and Lakshman to kill and to give it in sacrifice. Anyhow, Hanuman knew this. All were crying in there in Lanka. And Hanuman at once jumped from there and came to this England, this place. And in a very little shape, in a monkey, but more
like a worm.
More than ant. And he entered in a flower and he went to Devi. When priest gave this, or Mahiraman gave this mala to Devi, he became very weak and kept his feet on the head of Kali. And he pressed Kali so much that she went in Pata. And he took the swords and he cut down all with Mahiraman and gave in
fire.
Then Ram and Krishna, Ram and Lakshman were so happy. He told that we should now go to Lanka. Now how we can go? Oh, come on my soldier. So Ram and Lakshman sat on the shoulder of Hanuman, and Hanuman quickly. But there, one thing happened. There was a monkey who told Hanuman that, why you have come here? Who are you? Who are you? Hanuman told. Oh, I am son of Hanuman. Oh, I have no son. I am Hanuman. I have no son. Oh, I am your son. How? Because when you jumped in sea after burning Lanka, your sweat came into sea and a fish took it. And from that fish, I am your son. So I am saving, protecting this kingdom of Mahiraman. You cannot enter. Then Hanuman forcibly defeated him and he binded in his own tail there. And he defeated and he killed Mahiraman and came. So Hanuman can do everything. He was general also, private secretary also, always serving. Once Sita Devi was in Ayodhya and he went in his decorated room, Shringar Bhavan. What? Shringar Bhavan? And after taking bath, she was taking sindoor here for Indian chest ladies. It is essential. It is called sohag. Widow don't take, but if they are married, they should take this sign. So Sita was doing so. Hanuman at once went there and told, Mother, what you are doing? What is this red thing? He told that, oh son, dear son, this is called suhar. A chest lady should take it so that his husband should be so long life. So for my husband long life, I am taking this. Then Sita, after decorated herself, he came to Ram in the council. And Hanuman went in that room,
dressing room.
And he took all the sindoor, a red collar, and gave water and took everywhere. If Sita takes here only and Ram has a long life, then I will color myself whole that Ram should live long and long. And he went. He also went in the council. All were laughing. Ram was also laughing. Oh, Hanuman, what we have done today? I have done it only to long live you, for you. If Sita takes only very lean and thin here, and your life is so prolonged, then I took that in my whole body that you should live longer. So Hanuman is serving in so many ways. Without Ram he cannot live. Even Krishna is calling him, he is not ready to go. But if anyone tell that he is not Krishna, he is Ram, calling in Ayodhya, at once he quickly comes more than Garuda, he is so much superior than Garuda. And he comes at once. He sees that Krishna has become Ram. And he told that, oh Rukmini, Satyabhama, you should become Sita. But he denied, I cannot be Sita. Then he told to Rukmini. Rukmini at once became Sita. And he took darshan off and again returned. So Hanuman always serving, whether Ram is there or not. Anywhere Kirtan is going off from, he is there. He is hearing by lakhs and lakhs ears. He is chanting lakhs and lakhs mouths and lakhs in ears. So we should serve our Krishna like this. So in evening I will finish this. Go, Prema. Kim Purush. He also. Like Vrindavan, Krishna lives always in Vrindavan. Never lives. So he lives in Kim Purush, but you cannot see. As we cannot see Krishna in Vrindavan and cannot see Mahaprabhu in Nodip, but still he is playing and doing everything. So Hanuman is in Kim Purush Varsha. What is Kim Purush Varsha? You know? Tibet, you know? Tibet is Kim Purush Varsha. But we cannot see with these eyes. Gaur Prema. If you will chant more, I will leave. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Thank you. stand up and do kirtan. Nitai Gauranga Jai, Nitai Gauranga,
Nitai Gauranga Jai,
Nitai Gauranga.